many 19th century immigrants came to the U.S. on ships. When these enterprising men arrived, they found a unique use for their boat. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
While this building is well over a century old, you probably won't know its most unique history unless someone like Sean Taylor happens to share the story.
You can see a ship turned into a building. It's a popular business now called Evangeline's Costume and Novelty Shop. People love it. But the Lady Adams building was named for the ship that brought the three German proprietors here for the gold rush.
But once the enterprising Germans arrived here, they decided on another venture.
I think they saw right at the start that they weren't going to make money looking for gold. They were going to make money, what we call mining the miners, selling goods and services to them. They hired a shipwright to tear apart the Lady Adams and use the wood and the brick ballast in the construction of that building.
It was also the unique materials of the ship turned building that helped it survive when others did not.
They used a novel roofing system of tar and sand and metal on layer upon layer. And when the city suffered one of its great tragedies, which was the 1852 Great Conflagration, it stood. It was the building that stood on its block because it was made of brick and this roofing system.
The building still stands today, housing a business here in downtown.
If people get the rare chance to go beneath the building in the basement, you can see the keel of the Lady Adams ship.
It's just one of several historic sites within a multi-block area here along the waterfront. Traveling the countryside in Sacramento, California, I'm Andrew McCray.